In 2 weeks, Minnesota will commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Japanese surrender in World War II. Deputy Director of the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum, Kevin Olson, says the ceremony held outside the Veterans Service Building at the Capitol encapsulates just how important a role our state played throughout the war.
It's a real full circle event because Minnesotans actually fired the absolute very first shots in World War II, and we had a destroyer, the USS St. Paul, that was in Tokyo Bay witnessing that historic surrender.
Olson says that at 11 a.m., the historic USS Ward gun will be ceremonially removed. The gun is responsible for some of the first American shots of the war, which were made by St. Paul-based naval reservists.
And that gun has been designated by the U.S. Navy as one of their 250 most important artifacts throughout the entire history of the Navy. And here in Minnesota, we proudly have displayed that gun outside of the Veterans Service Building on the Capitol Complex in St. Paul.
Olson says the artifact will be professionally restored and relocated to its new permanent home at the museum near Camp Ripley. For this Minnesota Minute, I'm Ashley Walker.